Welcome to the Real Talk Podcast, where the goal is to better our understanding through conversation. Communicating our feelings, our thoughts, or our opinions could be some of the easiest or it could be some of the hardest things to do. But by communicating, we begin to form new perspectives. So throughout the various topics and opinions we discuss on our podcast, we hope that we can add value, understanding, and maybe a few laughs to your day. We appreciate you guys listening and enjoy the show. Man, I had a moment lately, man, because we were talking about life in the car. Mm-hmm. And I had a moment lately where I was just thinking, man. I was just talking. And I needed that. Like, I needed, like, time away, like, from no distraction. I was just at the park, chilling, looking at nature. It's just a beautiful scenery, man. And I was just talking. And I was, like, talking to God, really. And I was just like, you know, what came to mind was, like, how did the abnormal become normal and the normal become abnormal? You know?
I like this. I you know like what I'm Well, you did your thing, Chef.
How? But that's what I like, man, because when I'm by myself, like when I'm just talking to God and there's no distractions, that's when I feel like real stuff be coming to me. I be really like.
I like where we headed at with this. I don't even know where we headed at, but I'm loving the direction. That's all I'm going to say.
You want me to expound on it a little bit, man?
Hey, please, just go ahead. So like, I feel like I know where you're going at, but for the audience,
yeah,
go ahead.
Man. So like, what happened was I have a lot going on, and just like I'm pretty sure with everybody else, but like me personally, I'm like, man, like I'm into like motivational stuff, I'm into inspirational stuff, podcast, music, all that stuff, and sometimes I lean on that a lot more than like going into myself, and I'm like. You know, all these messages that we get, you know what I'm saying? You need diamond chains, you need gold, you need jewelry, you need a nice car, you need $1 million to be happy and all these things. And I'm like, how did that become the norm though? Because as I look around and I'm looking around this park, as I look around in my everyday life, most of the people that I encounter work 9-to-5 jobs, have families. And like, really at the end of the day, all I want to do really is take care of my family, make a decent money, have a little time to vacation, you know what I'm saying? Just live life, you know what I mean? I don't need $1 million, really. So it's like, how did that image that they plaster on TV and tell us that we need become the norm? And then working a 9-to-5, having a basic life, being married to one woman or having one relationship, how did that become the abnormal? You know what I'm saying? Because really, that's the normal. Most of the people in the world, you know what I'm saying? It's only 1% of the world that make that mega money, to have it as an influence and things like that. And then you see that even everyday regular life stuff impact people. All the people, all the celebrities that you see in the news that have, you know, these things going on, this regular life stuff. So it's almost like, you know, like I said, man, the abnormal has become normal and the normal has become abnormal. If you're doing just a 9-to-5, you got a boss, you got a job, a J-O-B, that's a bad word now. You don't need college. You need to be an entrepreneur. You need to blah, blah, blah. And they tell you all these things, but it's like, that's not the norm. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, that's how, you know, it started. And it just led to me. It led to this, to where it's like, God may have a plan for you and he have all these blessings for you, but he gives you free will. And sometimes you could take a different path that take you away from your blessings. You know what I mean? Because you're chasing the per se normal when it's really the abnormal. I said a lot, man. I said a lot, but like, you know, if there's anything that you can break down or we could just hop on, you let me know. Where it's got you thinking. What's up?
First and foremost, man, I want to say I'm proud of you, man. You've been holding back.
Hey, bro,
that brother been sitting.
You.
Hey, you.
I appreciate you, man.
I see what you did here. Yeah, I just want you to know. So if I was a normal dude, I would totally be unprepared for this. I want you to see what I did with that. Mm-hmm. If I was a normal dude, I would totally be unprepared for this. But yeah, I like that. I like this simply because I'm always thinking about stuff like this. Mm-hmm. Like, I used to always, when I started seeing things changing, I used to always ask this question. And one of the questions being, why is wrong becoming right now and bad becoming good? Good is now becoming bad and right is now becoming wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, I used to ask this stuff, you know, like, take this one saying for you know, take this as an example. all right, now, keep on being bad. See what happened to you now. Boy, look at boy, shawty bad.
Right.
Now, I use the term bad as example in both situations. But in those two situations, totally different things.
Right.
This is the world we're living in today. It is, you know, man. Interesting. The term, I'm getting ready to go there, man.
Yeah, go ahead,
but
man.
But courtesy of you.
Yeah.
You know.
This would be a good conversation. This would be a good conversation because you think that same way, man.
Yeah. So, okay. This term that now everybody, it seemed like it caught fire, man. It's like, I'm going to be honest with you. I can't stand it. I'm just being honest.
What is it?
I can't stand this term no more. Cute.
Why is that?
You about to see where I'm coming from. So now you hear it stated like this. Oh, that's cute.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you like everybody.
They get overused. Yeah.
Like everybody uses that. Mm-hmm. Like I, like some dudes have, you know, like seriously, like dudes even say it. And I mean, like, you know, you're entitled to use whatever you want to use, right. It's just like, you know.
I feel like a certain words, I'm going to say it. I feel like a certain words men shouldn't use, dog.
I mean, granted, to me, okay, so the reason why, okay, it's crazy when you get to a point to where, like, now it's almost like a joke. Back in the day, you could tell a joke, but now it's like, in order for the joke to even land, sometimes you got to tell a story behind a joke or how, you know, you got to undress the joke.
Right.
So undressing the term cute. So the reason why I feel the way I feel about this term cute, when I was coming up, like older people, especially men, you know, if it was a child, like let's just say the child was a little girl and or an older, you know, an older woman or whoever, an older person, if they see that child and that child looks, you know, isn't a decent, you know, look decent, look neat, look, you know, just look good.
Right.
They'll say, or let's just say that little girl, you know, she a stunning little girl, or she a, you know, what's a good way to put this? She could be, the little girl could just simply, I stay with stunning. She could be a stunning little girl. And, back in the day, one, like you wouldn't hear this back in the day directed toward children, not in, you know, in a lot of our communities, they wouldn't call a little girl beautiful. They wouldn't call it that because that's too grown up of a word for her.
Right.
So instead, to tone all of that down, they would call her cute.
Right. To match, you know what I'm saying?
That's age appropriate. Exactly. You know, she's a cute little girl, you know, but it's like now, you like it's flipped.
Yeah.
Like it's flipped on his head now. You know, dude's getting called cute. It's like, right, you know what right, I'm saying? Right, it's right, like, right. Man, you a grown man. Ain't nothing cute about you.
Exactly.
I don't even desire to be
that's
cute.
That's what I'm saying, dog.
You know what I mean? Right. Or I don't even, for that moment, for, I'm going to say this here. I don't desire to be adorable. You know what
right,
I don't.
Right.
We were talking about this, man, years ago. When I say years ago, man, I used to work on a belt. I was a supervisor. And, man, it was a, I'm not even going to call the guy's name. I got you, bro. Confidentiality. I got you. But it's like, man, he said that this girl said to him, you look so adorable.
That's a lick, bruh.
That's worse than being put in the friend zone. That's right, really beneath right, the, right, you know right, what I'm saying? Right. Like, as a friend, if you was attracted to this woman, in the back of your mind, you still think you got a puncher's chance.
Mm-hmm.
If you called adorable, bruh, it's no hope
for
you.
Yeah, that's a...
You a child in her eyes at this point.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Adorable. Like, she gonna grab your cheeks and just... You know
what I'm saying? Facts, bro.
Yeah.
That's funny, man.
Like, she might put baby powder on you, bro.
Right.
Just...
The little bow tie. You know what I'm saying?
Man. Hey, wet his hair and comb it over. Like...
The nose split.
Yeah.
Let's stay on topic. Name should
be Sherwin.
Thanks, though. I get you, though, because it put a certain picture in your mind.
Like,
you know what I'm saying?
But, okay, now check this out. And if she calls you adorable.
Yeah.
You hope and pray to God that that doesn't get... It's like the nicknames, like, oh, now we going here. Like, nicknames in the street. It's like, certain nicknames, bro, when it lands, and it spreads like a wildfire. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you can't get rid of that mo. Mm-hmm. Like, I ain't gonna lie. It's been times in growing up, man, you've had certain dudes, they mess around, and I don't know how. And as I'm thinking about it, my face is changing, because it's like, one dude, man, like Dunky. If you catch a nickname like that, a doodoo, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like,
hey, though, you right, though.
Like, you're
right, bro. And it stick with you.
Right, that's what I'm saying, yeah, bro. That's what I'm, like, the flies on doodoo. It's like, bro, funny, like. Though. Like,
that's funny, bro.
Your wedding day, your most. Somebody gonna call you that.
Go ahead, Dookie. I see.
Yeah, Dookie, do that thing. Do that thing, Dookie. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I feel you, though, bro. I feel you, man.
Yeah, it's. So, going back.
Yeah. All right, we gotta stay on top.
Yeah, but like I say, you know, the term cute, like, it's changed so much over the years, along with other terms. And with that being said, it makes you wonder, you know, like, what direction are we headed, you know?
Yeah, man.
And especially, you know, it shouldn't so much matter to, like, young adults or adults, stuff like that, because, you know, to be honest with you, us, I mean, we've been living long enough, you would think that, hey, I define myself, or it, for some, they always looking for a way to redefine themselves. But in doing so, that should never come with you placing the onus on what somebody else thinks about you. But again, going back to, you know, how this thing started, you know, how did this hit you again?
Because I was, I knew, like, with everything going on, long story short, I had to get away from all distractions. Like, I didn't want to listen to no music because that influences thought. I didn't want to listen to no podcasts because I didn't want somebody else's perspective to become mine. So I just went to the park. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like looking at the pond. It was a nice little view, quiet. It was a nice day out. And I was just thinking, I just talked to God, you know what I'm saying? Just talking out my thoughts. And then it was like, you know, how did living like a peaceful, like, this is peaceful. You know what I'm saying? I don't need $1 million. I feel like I would be just as happy if I had $1 million in my bank as I am in that moment right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm peaceful. I got enough money in my money. I could feed myself. I got my kids with me. Like, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? I feel good right now. And I'm like, what's wrong with this feeling? You know what I'm saying? Why do I need a diamond chain? Why do I need a Bentley or a Ferrari or whatever the case may be? Those things are nice, or an 18-bedroom house. Like, how did that become the norm? Like, you got to have that. You got to have $1 million. If you ain't making over 6 figures, 7 figures, if your company ain't making this, how did that become the norm?
I got you. You know what I'm saying? I got you now. I'm reading you loud and clear. So, like, I call it, we spoke about this before, I call it that Simon Says perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You know, an individual. And it's sad, man, because what it is, it's a blueprint that is proven true. But in all honesty, it's the biggest lie. Right. It's the biggest lie ever told that looks like it's proven true.
Right.
And what I'm speaking of is, like, for example, the rims, the gold, you know, the hair, mm-hmm. the lashes.
Yeah, the fashion, all that, yeah.
You know, BBLs,
designer,
BBWs.
Everything.
Well, it's not BBWs.
I get what you're saying, though. BBLs.
BB everything. Yeah, yeah. You know what right. I'm saying? Like, but when something's, an image is placed in front of us and it's magnified and it constantly, be, you know, it's pushed. It's like it's crammed down our throat. A lot of people, after a while, when you put something in their mouth, like a child, you take a infant child, and at first they're going to tell you, you try to put it in their mouth, they can tell you without words that they don't want it, mm-hmm. but you keep putting it in their mouth, and then after a while you forcing it in their mouth, eventually, you know, that they're going to take that gulp.
Right,
you know what I'm
right,
saying? Right, now, right, it's exactly. Like, all right, well, I didn't got it in there now. So now they, you know, maybe it's not as that, you know, maybe it's not as bad as I thought. That's what they, you know, processing. Then all of a sudden you keep feeding them. And then after a while, they get older, and guess what? it becomes a record that spins on its own. Then they feeding it to their kids. They, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, that's ideologies and everything else. It's right. Like, you just, you do something. First of all, the initial ones that you have to indoctrinate, those are the tougher ones, because now, you know, it's like, it's buck breaking. You mm-hmm. got to break them. And once you break them, and then all of a sudden it's like Section 8 or, you know, other things over the course of centuries and stuff like that that's been implemented. You know, first of all, I ain't saying that this stuff is, you know, like Section 8. I'm not saying that it is wrong, but I do feel like it's something wrong when you simply, as a people, when you're put in a situation which is supposed to be helping you, but then if you meet somebody and that person is also, you know, a good person, and you guys are actually thinking about building something together, now you got to play like he doesn't exist just so you can maintain what it is that you have. I think something's wrong with that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's not a system that's actually empowering you. You know what I mean?
That's a word for it. And I think, not to cut you off, man, I think that's the mindset. I think I'm like empowering mindset, right? Like, it's almost like you don't depend, not saying you should solely depend on yourself, because I do feel like it's a higher power, but I feel like depending on those things, material things, and always chasing that, disempowers you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And then always having your phone, nothing is wrong with none of these things we're saying. Like, if you could get those things, strive for those things, do it, man. Have that experience, because that's what life is about, is having experiences. But you also have to tap back into yourself so you can empower yourself, because those things are not always going to be there. They might not always be there. And it's just, that's my thing. It's like, how do these things become the norm to where they're telling you you have to have it? And then you meet people like that, you look that weird if you don't have a Netflix account. You look that weird if you don't have a Facebook account.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
And you know, it's what's funny is, like, we coming into a time, right? Seasons, holiday seasons. And the next holiday is coming up, is vastly approaching, Thanksgiving.
Right.
So now, look at how this thing, you know, look at how the machine operates. It's almost like every month or every other month, it's some type of holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And then for those holidays, they selling something for those holidays. You know what I'm saying? Now this holiday coming up, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, bruh, like a lot of money about to get spent.
I was about to say that.
You know what I'm saying? You mess around and almost going in debt to cook a good meal.
Yeah, man.
But again, we'll go outside our means to cater to a nation, so to speak, when really and truly all that's in our house is, you know what I'm saying, one hand. It's the count of one hand.
Right,
but now it's like we'll overindulge. I just want you to think about this. Some of us are overindulged on Thanksgiving. We become gluttonous and still have too much food. And now we wasting food. Because it's getting thrown away. And on top of that, now your funds done been thrown away, because you really couldn't afford all of that, which you went and bought.
Right.
Which you shouldn't have bought in the first place.
That's what I'm saying.
But it's like,
I don't know. That's the mindset I'm trying to understand, because I heard, if y'all haven't listened to J. Cole, Snow on the Bluff, it's a dope song, man. He basically rapping a conversation, and like in it, he's like, you got to meet the people where they are. Right. And it's like, I want people to really understand what we're trying to say is like, that's another thing my mom taught me growing up. It's like living within your means.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because it's like you always heard the term keeping up with the Joneses.
Yeah.
And it's like,
or robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Where did that mentality come from, though? Like, how do we adopt that? And then how do you get away from being an individual thinker on what fits my specific situation?
But still, you say, where did it come from? It came from somebody actually making it to a point that looked good. Now, again, I want you to hear me on this, man. I'm starting to believe. I really do believe it's easy to make it to a point that looks good. Understand what I'm saying? It's easy to make it to a point that looks aesthetically pleasing to others. Now, is it maintainable? No. Was it even meant to be maintainable?
Right.
Some people could go out and dress like $1 million for a photo shoot, then turn around and take the same clothes they just went in and take that mug back. Right, but right. Now you didn't put this picture out there like, oh, I need to get on my level. I need to get on my glow up.
Yeah,
you know,
for real.
But it's levels to that. And yeah. When if it's a true glow up, if it's a true glow up, you ain't got to sit up there and you ain't got to be up there sweating on, you know, how I'm about to show up or you just arrive. You arrive.
Man.
When it's your time, you just arrive. You're not wondering about how I'm going to show up. You just arrive because you got clothes in the closet that, you know what I'm saying? You can go to, hey, look, I'm good. What we having today?
Right.
All right, I got bro. It. You know right. What I'm saying? You got it. You ain't pressing to go and get it. You already yeah. got it. My point is, you know, we make it to this point because it's what we see. We follow by what we see.
That's true.
You know, and that's where, like, when you look at faith, what is faith? You have to question yourself and ask yourself, what is true faith? Is faith being able to see something? You already see it visibly. You can already see it. So now, if you see it, you believe it. You didn't challenge yourself no type of way. If you already see it and you could believe it, you ain't challenged nothing. Faith is challenging yourself. You don't see it. But now it's about activating the belief system in which comes with the faith that really manifests the whole outcome to the faith. Okay, you know what? Although a table may look bare, Lord, I don't know where it's coming from. I don't know where it's coming from. But Lord, you promised me that I'm about to have a big family. So in order for me to have a big family, Lord, you know what all it takes. I don't have to go through all of that with you. But with you, I'm going off of the promise that you put inside of me. And Lord, all I'm going to sit here and say is, Lord, I'm ready. I don't know how it's going to be done, but I believe that it's going to be done. And on that note, it's going to be abundance. Amen. And you're done with that.
Mm-hmm.
You're done with that. But nah, a lot of people look at it, you know, it's crazy because, like, you know, you get this a lot of times. People will look at something that other people have and say, you know, they'll look at something. Keyword, look at something. And they'll say, oh my God, that's a nice family. I mean, look at them. Look at what all, I'm talking about every time I look, they have so much going on. I mean, they're always taking trips. They always, you know, they have it, you know, right. I want it.
You don't even know what you want.
Exactly.
You only a snippet.
Exactly. But now all of a sudden, you know what I'm saying? The holidays come around, the baby crying. Oh my God, somebody come and get this baby. That's what you want though.
Bruh.
That comes with it.
Can I jump in, man?
Man, like, jump in, bro.
You said something earlier in the conversation. You said an image, right? And I think like that's a trick that they play is like a lot of imagery.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They show us a whole bunch of imagery, right? And when, like, again, I go back to it, man. We just have to question, like, how does this relate to me? How does this apply to my life and my situation? Because it's very easy, and I feel like they've mastered how to generalize a lot of stuff, how to make a broad thing seem specifically for you. Like, around the holidays, all the commercials that come on, and it make you feel like, man.
Larger than life.
Right.
Like, if you don't have it, you're nothing.
Right, bro.
It's like, and that's the thing, bro, because this week coming up, what's going to wind up happening, bro, and it never fails, bro. It never fails. They'll tell you, we got Black Friday sales. You know what I'm saying? Hey, it's the best. You know what I'm saying?
Best
time of the year. You know what I'm saying? Hey, if you need your gifts, you better go get them Black Friday. People around here, man, I'm talking about, man, running people over. It's a zoo out there.
Yeah, it is.
And then it's like,
the rest of the year, now you got to struggle. You got to be worried because you don't win.
Man.
And these people trick you out your check.
Man.
And there's nothing wrong with it. But I'm saying, if you could do it. But it's just got to be
first of all, mindful. And let me add, please. If you can do it, by all means, do it. But also go into it with the thought process, I got to live tomorrow. Because a lot of people go for broke on one day. And then all of a sudden, matter of fact, going for broke on one day, and now all of a sudden, that one day got to wait until the 25th of December, because that's what you want to do it for, the 25th of December. But now here, all of a sudden, now it's Black Friday. You got to find a way to live from Black Friday all the way.
Right, right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Do you think it's the feeling that is invoked? Because I think that's what plays a part in it too, is like the feeling it invokes, like that euphoria or like that dopamine.
I definitely believe that's what it is. And inclusion.
Yeah.
What it is, they're playing on you from different, they're pulling at you from different directions, but it's really not a different direction. It's still being pulled at you from one specific area.
Mm-hmm.
It's being pulled from you from behind. Technically, when you think about this man from a progressive mindset, you're not really going forward. If you're doing the same thing everybody else doing, it's no difference.
Right.
What makes certain people successful in comparison to other people is not because they're doing the same thing everybody else is doing. So when you look at it from that perspective, everybody that's getting pulled, they're getting pulled in every direction, but it's really coming from the same direction because you're not going forward because now you're being pulled this way. You're being pulled that way. You're being pulled that way.
In the same spot.
Exactly.
That's true.
The ones that are truly progressive, anybody that's pulling at them, they'll take off the shirt. You can have the shirt. To stop pulling at me. I'm going this way.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's real.
And that's what it is, man. It's just like, and don't get me wrong, people, you know, what we're speaking about, look, we all have fallen victim to it, you know.
Come on, man.
Like, we don't have all of the keys for success. Matter of fact, we're learning it as we go as well. But the thing about it is, when you learn it, if you know better, you do better.
Right.
That's what they say, you know. But we got to stop falling victim to the same thing because they create this feeling for you to believe that, okay, if you don't get it now, that's the last sale. After this, we run out.
That's what they
manipulate, mm-hmm. your sense of urgency. Now, if you look at it, man, if I don't pay this bill right now, life's getting cut off.
Fast.
That's the sense of urgency. Fast. You know, that's supposed to be the movement. Hey, look, that right there, that can wait. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that's the thing about it, because we fall victim to the things of this particular... I want you to think about something, right? So every holiday, certain things, they go, you know, they get spiked. I'm talking about, man, everything goes up. The price, I'm talking about... It's up there.
Mm-hmm.
The moment the holiday ends.
Discount. It's on the clearance aisle.
And the same thing a lot of times.
For real.
Somebody that went out there and went broke for over a dollar or whatever, and sometimes the child, I didn't want that.
Yeah, man.
You mean to tell me?
That's crazy.
They bring it right back.
That's
so crazy. Now you catch it for a sale. So sometimes, again, and I'm going to say this and I'm done. Sometimes people, what we have to learn in life, it's just progression doesn't always look fast.
Mm.
But sometimes progression is simply being able to steadfast. Sometimes you got to be able to tread water. You know what I'm saying? It's like sometimes you feel like certain things pull at you. And then before you know it, you're like, man, let me just see what's up under the water. But right now, your job is just treading water. Mm-hmm. Don't try to see what's beneath you. Don't try to see, you know what I'm saying, what's way off in the distance. Right now, you work on your area, your environment. And if God's telling you right now, you treading water, you tread water. You know, I mean, my thing is, what we really have to do and what we have to focus on, man, is just here. At the end of the day, what comes with the weight, sometimes greatness comes behind the weight.
That's real.
It's you rarely see greatness come in front of a weight.
Yeah, that's real.
Because the weight is the thing, man. With the weight comes debate. People gonna tell you, look, bro, if I were you, I wouldn't do it like that. Stop waiting. You got to go and make something happen. Now I'm gonna say this. In some cases, that's true.
Right.
But not in all cases. And because that was his case, that's not your case. You wait for God to give you the complete analysis on the showcase.
Man, you're speaking of super facts.
I'm just saying, man, because
facts,
the same thing, man, this weight that I speak about, that's the same reason why it's certain people that won't make it to see this holiday because they couldn't wait last holiday.
Man.
And they felt like, okay, oh my God. I feel like I'm just failing as an individual. I feel like I'm failing as a partner, a life partner. I feel like I'm failing as a parent. I feel like I'm a just failure in life. So what they do is they feel like they're going to take means into their own hands and they take their own life. Now they're not here. But all they had to do was just wait.
Wait, man.
All they had to do was wait. And before they knew it, if they would have just wait, before they pull the trigger and just wait, little did they know, man, a surprise bonus was coming.
I want to go, man. I'm not trying to prolong it, man. But like, with the wait comes the bait.
That's it.
Bro, that might be the title of the podcast. With the wait comes the bait, man.
Yeah.
And that just really, it just hit me, man, because I want to make it super relatable. Because with me, like I said, I felt like I had so many distractions. I had no clarity. You know what I'm saying? And I really want y'all to hear me, man. There's a lot of distractions I feel like pull at my time, whether it's music, podcast. And I enjoy these things. It's not saying that these things are like bad. I'm not trying to demonize any of these things. I enjoy these things all the time. But rarely do I sit in silence anymore. And when I was younger, I felt like I sat in silence a lot more. You know what I'm saying? Maybe because out of necessity or whatever. But I feel like doing those times of silence or doing those times of peace. I mean, excuse me, doing those times of silence and doing those times where I just take a while to enjoy nature or walk or just read or something like that.
That's when you're giving direction.
That's when I'm giving direction, right? You know what I'm saying? But that's the abnormal, because most people feel like you got it. Something has to be telling you what to do. Something you have to look for it. Go find it. Go do this. You know what I'm saying? But it's like when you're able to be still, man, sometimes you find the best clarity. You know what I mean? And that's just that was, I feel like, the lesson I learned this week. Or at least on that day, man, it's just like, yo, sometimes, man, you just have to, you know what I'm saying? You sometimes you're good where you are, you know what I mean? For your specific situation, man. And that was really it, man. You know what I mean? But yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that was right on point, man. With the way it comes to bait, man. You know what I'm saying? That's dope. You got anything else to add on that, bro?
Man, I think that was, man.
That was a nice little power punch, man. Yeah. It's gonna be an easy edit. appreciate you guys bearing with us, man. Like, for real, every Thursday we post a new podcast. This is the Real Talk Podcast, man. Anything you like, anything we said, man, that resonated, give a like, share with other people, man. Leave a comment. This is the Real Talk Podcast. Peace.
Real talk.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, or if you want to check out more of our content, please visit our social media platforms linked in the description of this episode. You can also check us out each week, where we drop a new episode every single Thursday. So don't forget, like, share, comment, and thanks again for listening. We'll see you guys next week. Peace.